The Status of Wisconsin Agriculture reports that last year, farmers spent about $940 million on hired labor, which is about $100 million more than the year before. UW-Madison agricultural and applied economics professor Bruce Jones worked on the report. He says dairy and crop farms are expanding, so they need more workers. Jones says those workers are also getting paid more.
Over time, the wage rate paid by farmers to attract labor has been on the rise. The ability of farmers to go out and pay more has increased as the returns from dairying and cropping have risen.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average hourly wage went up very slightly in the region last year and is about $12 per hour. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden says the amount spent on hired labor is a sign of the times. Family farms don't have to report what they pay in labor, since they don't have to write checks to themselves. Von Ruden says more money going towards hired labor shows that there are fewer farm owners.
Quite a few folks around the country would like to be in the ownership bracket rather than a laborer, but until things change and there's definite prospects of being able to be owners, we probably won't see a change in this trend.
The report also notes that hiring documented and undocumented immigrants is vital to dairy farms. Researchers say if federal laws become more restrictive, then labor costs would rise significantly and could stunt dairy's continued growth. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.